Colin in Bangor. Morning, Colin.
Morning, Stephen.
Morning. You were at the event last night.
I was at the event. I went briefly to hear Matthew because I have a similar testimony to him.
You describe yourself as an ex-gay man, is that right?
Yes, in practice, yes.
So what does that mean?
It means I still have the feeling, the attraction to men, but I don't carry it out in practice. The word homosexual refers to the sexual act and not necessarily the inclination. So I prefer the term same-sex attraction, SSA. I would agree I'm attracted to the same sex, but because of my Christian beliefs, I don't carry it out.
And you're entitled to make that choice for your life.
I believe the gay community should allow people to make that choice if they wish.
Well, you're part of the gay community if you're gay, you know?
Well, I'm part of the Christian community. That's the label I prefer.
Can I ask how old you are, Colin?
53.
And look, you phoned us.
Yes.
If any of these questions are personal to the extent that you don't want to answer them, then just say so and we'll move on, okay?
No
obviously.
Problem.
Obviously.
Yeah.
So are you saying as a 53-year-old man that you never want to have sex ever again in your life?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that I, because of my Christian belief, that I have made a choice not to practice the sexual, physical side of homosexuality. I am celibate by definition, and that's because of my faith.
So that's what I'm saying. So
yeah.
So you're saying that you will never have sex again with a man?
I don't plan to, no.
And what do you think that would do
That's a conscious decision.
Sure. Which you're entitled to.
Which I'm entitled to.
What do you think that will do to your... Do you think you'll be walking around frustrated?
I do, but I believe it's a cross I have to bear. It's like a sacrifice in a way. For my faith.
And have you abstained from sex for long, up to now?
About 10 years.
You haven't had sex in 10 years?
No.
And what's that feel like?
Well, I have been ill as well, so some people say, well, he can't have sex because he's terminally ill, but
sure.
That's not the case. It's a matter of my decision.
Of course it is, and there's no one...
It's meant more to me than sexual pleasure or whatever you want to call it. The physical
sure.
side of life was less important than the spiritual side of life for me, especially being terminally ill. My faith meant more to me. And, that was helping me through kidney transplant you were talking about last night.
Sure.
And amyloidosis, which Martin McGuinness died of, which I have. Facing a battle in two sides, and it was my faith that helped me, not my sexuality. You know.
And Colin, did you go through? I think you're the most powerful call we've had today, by the way.
Thank you.
And thank you for calling us.
Yeah.
Did you go through any period of your life where you thought to yourself, you can have your deep faith, and you can explore your sexuality and
yes.
feel free to do so.
Yes, there have been periods in my life. I became a Christian at 15, so it's a very early age. I wasn't sexually aware, at least not practicing anything. So my sexuality came after my faith. So there was a period where I wanted to explore that. And then much later, I decided the two weren't compatible. So I did try leading the two, and I couldn't balance the two, you know.
Is it possible, Colin, that the two are compatible? That God would love you for who you are? And is it possible that you might be happier? Because you're saying you're still attracted to men.
Yeah.
So is it possible? Like, for example, would you go into a relationship with a man but just abstain from sex?
No. No.
Okay.
I've thought about that, and I've heard of people that have done that, ministers in England who live with their partners, and I've tried to figure if that is a possibility for me. But whether it's possible to do that is another matter, in practicality. And it sends out sort of message that you're still in a gay relationship. And it says you shouldn't lie with a man as with a woman. And I can't get around that. Even if I wanted to, it's not what I think or what I feel or what I believe. It's what God says. And that sounds very fundamentalist. But that's the bottom line, really. And I can't get around that.
Are you lonely?
Yes, I can be lonely. That's being honest. It's not an easy step for any person to deny their feelings or sexuality. My mother would even say to me, Colin, don't be so hard on yourself. You deserve love. You know, she knows I'm a sociable person. I'm a warm person. I'm a friendly person. And she doesn't like to see me on my own. So it isn't an easy path. And sometimes I don't feel the support in the church. Churches are very family oriented, so you can be kind of isolated because you're single, on your own, maybe don't fit in. So, yes. But as I say, it's my faith keeps me going, and not my sexuality.
Why do you think God made you gay?
I don't believe he made me gay. I don't believe that.
What do you believe?
Well, I believe he created me as a perfect human being. All babies are born into the world just as little babies. And I suppose we make choices along the way. You know, I've been attracted to same sex from a very early age, as young as I can remember. I can't explain that.
Does that not suggest to you that that's who you are? That's how you were born? Does it not suggest to you, Colin, that your sexuality...
Not if it's natural.
If that's as far back as you can remember, does it not suggest to you that that is who you are?
It's certainly something I struggle with. I don't define sexuality as my definition or my label. It's something that I have deal with. It's something that I feel, but it's not my definition. I don't feel that's the only definition that I have.
Of course it's not.
God has created us all equal, and I believe I've been created as I am, but I think we make choices as well, even at a very young age. You know, I feel that when thoughts come into your head and you're attracted, I mean, there's some sort of choice there too, that you want those thoughts and you encourage them, you know.
You think you encourage them?
Well, I think when you're young, you know, you either want the thoughts or enjoy them or whatever. I can't explain when you're very young, but I meant now.
Yes. Are you happy?
I am happy. Happier than I was being a gay man when I was exploring the gay scene. I found the gay scene at sometimes also lonely, and sometimes people could let you down. You could get into relationships that were unhappy. I ended up being blackmailed and all sorts of things. And it wasn't all the effervescent lifestyle that it can be advertised to be.
That happens to everyone, Colin, though, in terms, I don't mean being blackmailed and things, but, you know, unhappy relationships.
Yeah. Well, I think...
And can I ask you this? If you met someone and you fell in love, have you fallen in love before?
Yes. My ex-partner in England died in November on his 50th birthday, and that upset me. And
So you know what love feels like, Colin?
I do. It is. It's just...
It's a wonder. It's an incredible feeling, isn't it?
Yes. And it might surprise some Christian people and some heterosexual people, but gay people love just as deeply as they do.
Okay.
People often think that's not the case.
So... You've experienced love.
Yes.
And most of us are lucky enough to know what that feels like. It's an incredible feeling to love another human being.
Yes.
Why deprive yourself of the possibility of doing that again?
Because I know the Christian faith to be true. I've got that conviction, and therefore I can see the incompatibility of the two lifestyles. Although I want, that's my want, Stephen, is to want a partner, sure. To want not to be alone, to have somebody there. But I can't square it up with what is taught in in my Christian faith. And the same would go for Muslim faith and for Jewish faith in many cases.
And does that not make you question your faith?
All faiths, I think, do. But
does that not make you question your faith?
No, it doesn't make me question my faith.
Not at all?
No.
I'm not saying your faith is wrong.
No.
But I'm saying, do you never think to yourself, hold on a moment, does God want me to be alone? And if I meet someone who I fall in love with, I can't fall in love with them. And in order to have my faith, I have to be lonely, alone, can't ever love again, can't ever have sex again. And yet heterosexual people can.
Yeah.
You think that's the rules your God has set down?
Unfortunately, it is the case, yes. But I've also received, compensation through the faith, in that I do have a happiness, I do have an inner joy, I have a spiritual inner peace, which compensates and often can be deeper than physical love and earthly love and human love. Human love can let you down, and we've been hurt as well. That's another aspect. God doesn't let you down. He doesn't hurt me in the same way. It is a more reliable love, even if it's spiritual, not as tangible as human love. Human love can fade. And I think that's the message that Matthew was given last night. It's the great love of God, and it came across wonderful in the way they sang and worshipped in the church. And it's such a pity that the demonstrators outside just didn't come in for 5 minutes just to see what had changed those people's lives.
I think you've been very, very powerful this morning, and you've been interesting, really interesting, and I mean that. Colin, I wish you all the best. Thank you very much, sir.
All the best to you now. Bye-bye.